But he couldn't stop now, and Ellie was interested in it. So we had a few more sessions planning on tracking certain news stories to see if it was could be validated, what Irene's saying. Now, they said this will take about a year. So now it's a year later, September 12th, 1989. And so I asked Ion, the Evergreens, to spell it out more than they did in the year before. And they actually named this guy Colonel Huxall, who is the guy who did it. So people, do you realize you're hearing what AIDS is, how it happened, or you're beginning to hear it? I got to play the first information that came out the year before. But this is it. Now, Colonel Huxall was named in a pamphlet that LaRouche's newspaper published, and that's how I got it. And is that interesting? Everybody's running around, where's the AIDS? How did it start? Who was it? And Dobbs had put it out on CKLN, 1989. Now, the Evergreens outline what's going to happen. That sort of happened, but it got all botched up and got no coverage by the international press about what Huxall was saying and how they were going after China, because in 1995, China gets the ET contact. The whole world moves, or the world of industry moves to China, and it's a different ballgame, because you heard that strategy was that America, which made the AIDS virus, was going to blame China for it. Did you catch that, Greg?
Sure did.
Right. So we're playing the sequence of the biggest story of the second half of the 20th century that Dobbs revealed. About 2 weeks after this, I broadcast all this story and played the first recording, which we altered to protect Michael's voice. And then I went around to the newspapers and radio stations and handed out the press release about it. Of course, nobody did anything with it. And America was fined and imprisoned and brought into captivity and prepared for 9-1-1 in 2011. That'd be 12 years later. America had the opportunity. I handed out the information. They could repent, but they refused to. And that was the end of America. And the action moved to China. And that's why you don't have a job. In general, I'm speaking here in the States.
I'm sorry, Bob. I was reading the LaRouche plan to defeat the AIDS virus, and I would ask you to restate that last thing. Why don't people have a job?
you were Googling this as I was talking.
Yes.
Did you find the Colonel Huxall?
I didn't find Colonel Huxall. I just found LaRouche's whole thing on the plan to defeat the AIDS virus and how LaRouche said that he was going to introduce the plan to wipe out the AIDS virus off the face of the earth, and then talking about how it is a biological warfare type of thing and how the Reagan administration was denying their gross negligence of it.
Yeah, now see, this is 1989. I'll repeat it in a minute, but I'll give you a bigger context. 1989, soon to be 1990. Now you look on my chart, it's 1960 to 1990, and it begins to be lockdown Bob Rule in 1990, because here I'm explaining where AIDS came from, thanks to the Evergreens, how it happened. We even have the name of the one of the main leaders of the project. And Carolyn is getting the treatment near the same time. So that's the gathering together. Bob explains the disease and Carolyn treats it. So this action happened in 1990, and that was the ending of everything, and that's why we waited till the afterimage of the Android Mean ran its course, and then Ion shows up in 2009 to complete it. So you can see the Dobbstown magnetic impact with Ion started in this period around AIDS. So what I had said was that the Americans made the virus. They were going to announce that they made the virus, but only to show that they simulated what they figured the virus did. So they successfully make it as stage two, or we didn't make the first time, but we figured out how it was made, and we just made it, and here it is. And then they're going to blame Iraq and Iran, and then they eventually blame China. And Colonel Huxall was the leader of this propaganda mission. So meanwhile, September 12th, 89, 2 months later, the wall goes down. So there's a very dramatic period in the fall of 89. And everything changes after that. And then the UFOs come to China in mid 5 years later. And then China has all the new super technology, and that's why America never recovered. So America was gloating and thought they had something going, maybe a few months in 1990, 91, but then it was all over. So is that it? Did you get that, Ginny?
I do get that, but now with the new technologies that ION is introducing, what does that do?
Well, the mirror technology was not allowed to be spread. So the solution, Bob and Connie had the explanations, had the solutions, but nothing was going to give to allow that to be used on a bigger scale. So we just relaxed and allowed, and the more complete answer showed up.
Right, I understand, but I'm saying that I understand that, but now that the ION technologies, the ION technologies, the complete technologies have shown up, and but you said that the last place that they would be distributed would be North America.
The cold fusion, yes, that's still happening.
So the balance of the economic catalyst is still going to be outside of North America?
Yes. We'll be around China. Can't stop
right.
China. You know, they
right.
won. They won, and so for now, but empires will gradually become obsolete. But the, so here's the thing. We hear the Dr. Beter dream is mentioned in March 89. So coming up in a minute in the same session, you're going to hear the explanation of Dr. Beter's dream. A preliminary contact is explained to us. Then the Evergreens predict the Berlin Wall will go down. Then there's some stuff on Zappa, and then there's some stuff on the Tetrad manager's algorithms, the Tetrads, and then how Gorbachev and Bush exchange that. So this is right when I'm the Secret Council 10 chairman, this is when all this is happening. So I will now, I guess, continue what I've been playing you, and you'll see where it goes into Dr. Beter, Berlin Wall, and the Tetrads, because Bush and Gorbachev meet after the wall goes down in December near Malta, and the Evergreens tell us what they're going to swap. Because it turns out that the Tetrads were being used by a division of the Pentagon since 1986-87. They had gotten a Tetrad from McLuhan. Or they had come up with it themselves, and then they saw that McLuhan's book came out in 1988 and did it better than the way they did it. So then they adopted McLuhan's Tetrad. So you see the huge, like, cathexis of all the memes happening in the countdown to 1990, which would be the end of the Android meme, technically. And then the distributing of the Android meme as a dead after image starts in 1995. And that's what everybody's been Facebooking and Googling and drinking and dumbing on. You got that, Ginny and Greg?
Right, and they think they're, I say they, meaning the people who are caught up in the Android meme, quote-unquote, think they're current. They think they're on the cutting edge, but actually they're caught up in an after image of something that's already occurred. And what's really occurring is ION, and ION is now the leading edge of creation, and so those people will have to stumble around in the Android meme, which will eventually either smoke them or spit them out, and then they'll have to find their way onto the beaches of Iondom.
That's right. And so what you have here, we did not fully understand the larger implications of what we had arrived at by 1990. We had the explanation, and we had the solution via mirror. We did not know the implications of that. We, in a way, we didn't know how huge it was. We knew it was huge, but we didn't know that it would lead and flip into ION in 2009, basically 20 years later.
Right, 20 years later, which in the terms of the grand scheme of history is just a dash on a chronological. I mean, from the print linear, I understand all those biases that are implied in that statement, but I mean, 20 years really isn't that long of a span of timing in considering of the whole unfolding of all that is.
Right, so I spent the next generally 20 years in New York City, and I used to comment to friends, I felt like St. Augustine, walking around in 400 A.D., whenever his period was, looking at the ruins of the Roman Empire. That's what I was doing. I walked around and looked at the ruins of the Roman Empire, symbolized by New York City. It had a fake revival with the whatever his name was, the mayor and the Seinfeld era and the...
Giuliani.
Yeah, Giuliani's period in New York City when there was a economic bounce back. So we walked around and waited till we were ready or something was ready to complete it. And, you know, it took us to get to Maui, and we found out later that Ian was pushing us toward Maui, or I was, my ascended self was pushing us towards Maui unknowingly.
Right, and then so for the people who are listening and participating in the Bob Fest, part of probably what their effect of this is that they've now slipped into the St. Augustine role of looking at the after effects of the Android meme, and
yeah,
this new information is zapping them and bringing them into an awareness of what they're witnessing as this huge fundamental shift happens and the redistribution of all this kind of stuff.
Right.
Redistribution of power, authentic power, really.
Right. So I walked around in New York and visited all the museums and met all the famous people that were sitting around kind of paralyzed. And halfway through 2011, 911 happens, see, halfway through the 20-year period. And that's a denouement on another level. Yeah, most New Yorkers, as the Android meme or its after him, he started to spread, 95, 96, it became odd to be a New Yorker because all the New Yorkers were no longer being New Yorkers. They were home on the Internet. They had adopted a chip body, put obsolesce New York City. So I relaxed and loud all through this and mocked the citizens at Barnes & Noble's book tours, book launches. You understand what that statement means, Ginny?
Mock, yes. Mock the citizens at the Barnes & Noble book launch. Yes, I do understand what that means.
Yes. The Barnes & Noble, that was their big period. I don't know. They're kind of weak now, maybe. I don't know what's happened with Barnes & Noble. I heard stores being sold or something. But the Barnes & Noble ate up all the local bookstores and the used bookstores, and that part, that, you know, cute part of New York City disappeared. So all there was to do was to go to the Barnes & Nobles and look at who... engage whatever authors showed up and always bring up McLuhan and then jump from there with whatever information I had. So I became a local semi-crank who showed up and got known as the guy who would show up, and they all knew that whatever the book was, I would jump up at the, you know, be the first questioner almost and say, well, what has this got to do with Marshall McLuhan? You know, and then just keep pointing out a Jeremiah. Who was the guy we contacted in the rewrite and did his thing? Was that Ezekiel or Elijah?
It was Ezekiel. Ezekiel was the, out of Isaiah was, and there's Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, the major prophets. And Ezekiel was definitely the most Bob-like because he was very emphatic and just boom.
Bob like on Tuesdays and Thursdays at the Barnes & Noble. I wasn't like that on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you know. You have to understand that I was not a specialist. I could just perform a certain role a few times a week when appropriate. And it's funny, when Ezekiel came through in the rewrite club, I was, it just hit me, 5:14. Do you think, did we stop playing that? I think we did before the top of the hour. Do you know what I mean? Did it get knocked out?
Yeah.
We finished at 5 to 5 of my time. I don't know. I wonder if it got. Maybe Bill could tell me when the recording stopped. Did it stop before 5? Anyways, in the rewrite group, I started. Once I said, you remember it. I accused Ezekiel of just being a homeless guy I'd meet on the corner of New York City, right, ranting in the subways. and that he was not making any attempt to match or allow us to understand what his language meant. I didn't tell you guys that I occasionally was the homeless guy in the corner, but in the Barnes & Noble, ranting at the citizens and doing Ezekiel on them. But the reason I went after Ezekiel is I had known that method myself. Did you get
it? Of course. I get it completely, Bob. You're making perfect sense, which is terrifying, but yes, I get it.
Uh-huh. It's terrifying. This is what you were warning Kathy and Lynn about this. So this, what we're making over these 5-6 days, is a little museum, a little Akashic record of the high points of the last, 30, 25, 40 years, whatever you want, of Lockdown Bob Rule, and all the parts of it, including the embedding of the Ike and Bob talk about the Zappos conceptual continuity, which you'll be amazed at when you hear it. So all these things are embedded all along, right? All through these... using my Evergreens archive to mark that past, pre-ion. So this is becoming quite an amazing museum. It's almost like, I wonder how many art pieces were installations that took a few days. There are people who would install, do a performance in the museum maybe all day long, or I think there's been an occasional artist would be in the Museum of Modern Art and camp out there for 3 months and do something, right? Well, this is the virtual version or the post-virtual version. Bob is set, squatted into the center of the Android meme and presented my credentials.
Yes, and it's like neon graffiti all over a very gray, kind of grayscale, black and white, icky, kind of dreary. Here comes this bold, cherry red and lime green neon splash of color. Right. In the middle of the Android meme, Bob, like you said, just graffiti all over everything saying,
and representing the new physical that could easily sit here for 5 days and not have to go to sleep.
Yes, that's right, which is why it's very good and prolific that Ion did come. And I think Deb West said, why did you show up right now? And I think if Deb would have heard what we just said, maybe she did, because she probably has her computer on, she would get it, that it's important that Ion show up and punctuate this whole event with the completion of what you have been working along with Carolyn, your beautiful bride, this whole time, and, presenting this material. I think it's perfect.
Yeah, Ion came in to be part of the museum because he was presenting what he used to say to the 99%ers, and he said it fast and sing-song-like, redoing it as part of the meaning of the last 25 years and the meaning of my archive, so he had to be part of it.
Right, and after this whole Bob Fest is, presented, we may go into the post-verbal, book world kind of thing where there's just silence, because what else needs to be said? I mean, it'll all be transmitted at a much higher level of communication because all mysteries have been revealed, and that is the Armageddon that Ion spoke of, where Armageddon really represents the end of the mystery.
Perfect. And the apocalypse. It's the Armageddon, and the Armageddon is the layers of heaven the little men get involved in.
Yes, sorry.
We stand back and watch the apocalypse, which is the revelation.
That's right, and that's what's happening right now. It's the apocalypse, the revelation of all mysteries. It's all being presented, and then these splashes of beautiful neon color, and the next thing you know, it'll just be post-verbal, and we'll all be humming along with our little cold fusion batteries and our RNA drops, and we're happy.
So I will now play. See what I played at the September. No, in March, Ion mentions my dream and says, and that is the first time we have acknowledged a UFO connection.
The Evergreens mention your dream. Your Evergreens.
Yeah, they explain. Like I said, what was Dr. Beter trying to tell me? They said, we cannot tell you. Then I guess, and they go, sort of yes, no comment, yes. We laugh, and then the everyone say, and that is the first time we've acknowledged any UFO contact-related story, something. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Yeah, so now I'm going to play what happened. So that was in March. Then in June, what Dr. Beter's dream was about. Dr. Beter was saying, hey, Bob, look what's going to happen. 3 months later, it happens in June, and then 3 months after that, I get it explained to me on September 12th, 89th. So let's I think there's a little bit in my notes, Michael Myers' idea, that's discussed a little bit, or it isn't, I don't know what. Then it goes into Dr. Beter's dream. Okay? So I will mute. How come there's nobody else here? That's probably Jean.
I'm here, Bob.
Who's that, Wendy?
Yeah.
So, are you understanding what I'm presenting here?
Yes, yes.
We are, the world wondered.
Well, not all of it.
Yeah, but the world wondered who created AIDS, and there was Colonel Huxall, right in my press release.
Yeah, and the fact that Carolyn works on it, you get the information, Carolyn works on it.
Yes.
It's all, yeah.
Oh. It's a tight little guerrilla unit, two-man, two-woman guerrilla unit, urban guerrilla. So the, what's the other thing? So the Android meme is built from 1960 to 1990. We surfaced in 1990 to kill the Android meme, but it's such a massive historical force, the people have to engage the after image of it when it's useless. And then after the after image, which is from 93 to 2008, and then you have the collapse of the after image in the fall of 2008, and then Ian shows up. See? Perfect sequence.
Yes. When you look at it all in hindsight, like you said yesterday, he waited 5 years to see how the first evergreens were playing out.
Right, and that was 1979, 1980, and we're now looking at 10 years later, 1989, and then 1999, that leads into the 911, and then 2009.
Yeah, you know what was so perfect about listening to that recording? I started to kind of chuckle. Here you are talking to Dave, the Dave that's been on the phone all the time.
Dave Neufeld.
Yeah, and in the recording you are saying to Michael, Dave and I, it's okay for us to play this on the next show.
right. And
it's
Dave,
like it's happening this morning.
Right, and I'm here talking about it, you know, a few hours ago, and Dave's going nuts because he's been locked out of the press conference, and he's trying to get attention, making absurd statements over on the, whatever you call that part, the chat room, right? Uh-huh. And there's a whole stretch of him screaming, yelling at me, because he's turned into a kiggy, and I'm excluding him because I want the population to hear what is being said without the distracting brain inflammation that Dave can tend to express. No problem, but it wasn't appropriate right then. We needed silence. We needed proper presentation. Who was I doing that with a few hours ago? Oh, with Eben. And it's appropriate to have Eben there because she's the one who gave me a form in 2000.
Ah, it all comes around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she doesn't
know
this.
Good morning, Greg and Ginny. Sorry.
Yeah, good morning, Greg and Ginny. Did you hear that?
Yeah, Bob, I heard it. Absolutely.
What, you heard Wendy?
Yeah, I heard Wendy.
And now there's Bart. Bart, the scribe, comes in, and he probably has to get in on this. He recognizes this is history, and he wants to be part of it.
Yeah, and I have to put my name on it, Denny.
Oh, yeah, Denny's there. And what, are you the one who's dropping the shit, or is that Ginny?
No. I dropped the shit.
Who's that?
It's Bart.
You dropped something, Bart?
I did. Sorry about that. Sorry, everyone.
Okay, are you getting the momentum of all this? This is what you were trying to express the last 3 years on Dupes. You're trying to express something about Bob and Carol and IW are doing it. Well, we're giving you the history of it. Have you been listening for the last half hour or so and getting it?
I caught some of the evergreens about half hour, 45 minutes ago, a little bit of the Dave Neufeld stuff before that, but I've been kind of doing other stuff here this morning.
So you don't fully know what's happening, and I'm not going to replay it, but you listen to the archive, which is beautifully laid out over on Information Farm, or I guess it's not called Information Farm anymore, right? It's Ion and Bob, right?
Ion and Bob.
Right. So look at the, do you know, Bart, what he's done there? They're already presenting the menu, the breakup, the breakdown.
Chronological.
Yeah.
The breakdown.
Yeah,
okay.
Bart, I posted it for you this morning on the Dupes forum so you would see, because I saw your post, which is you were trying to summarize some of the things that have been happening and putting the excerpts of the ION sessions, but actually Ed and Nikito must be swapping out shifts because they're updating the ION and Bob blog spot in regular fashion, posting clips. They've got a whole guide to every hour of the archives and what's being stated. And plus, they've got your Radio Free ION site posted up there. So they're busy.
Right. As it unfolds. What
as
part?
As it unfolds.
I said, that's insanity.
Yeah, listen, I don't know what I'm going to play next. So Akito and Ed, they're like the CIA monitors, echelons monitors. Wait, what's Bob going to put up next? Bob puts it up, presents something, and then they immediately type it up and put it onto the chronology. So it's a major...
Guide to Bob Fest by Akito. I got it now.
Yeah, it's awesome. And they're there doing their part. So it's like a group mind effort. You know what I mean? It's a collective effort to make this art piece. And
yes.
Okay, well, it sounds like you're going to say something important about me, so I'll let that go, but go ahead.
Okay, what I was going to say that's important about you is you cannot underestimate the scope of your audience, because I've gotten several texts from people who are listening on their computers and they're not registering on their phones because their phone batteries have died or they don't have the power, the staying power. They have to stay plugged in to the grid. So you've got a lot of people listening and they're going to the blog spot and it's going out through Facebook. So this thing is gaining momentum as you go.
Right. And the interesting thing is that, see, Bart has been writing for the last, 3 years. I guess it starts in, you start in early 2010. It's to come up to 4 years of writing, right, Bart?
Right.
Yeah, 4 years he's been writing, making claims about the meaning of Bob, Ion, Carolyn, J.W., and people, nobody writes the way Bart does about the meaning of us and how this is where it's at. Well, I didn't have the opportunity to present the validation of all this evergreen stuff and going back 25, 30 years until this November 22nd, Kennedy, where it began 50 years ago, the coup of 1963. Right?
Right.
The 50th anniversary. And I'm laying out the background and the actual, I mean, if you're a reasonably intelligent person, you're going to be amazed at my questions. You're going to be amazed at what Ion's saying. I mean, many hours ago, Ion, the Evergreens are giving the trajectory of the bullets on Dealey Plaza. It's all broken down there, back there, and, 3-5 hours ago.
Yeah, when Evan was here.
What'd you say, Denny?
When Evan was here.
Yeah, Denny heard all this. You haven't dozed off, have you, Denny? You're generally staying awake 24 hours or something?
Well, I notice when you take a break that that's a time for me to take a break.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes when the music comes on.
Right, and you do a nap.
Well, no, I take a shower.
Right, and you know what? I took a shower, 8 hours ago. I hadn't showered in 4 days.
Yeah, that's when I took my shower.
Yeah, we probably took a shower at the same time.
I was in a different place, whole different world.
Right, but Ginny, I sat here for 4 days, and didn't wash.
I know I heard that last night, Bob, and I personally found that was very admirable because that's kind of a different position for you, isn't it? You enjoy cleanliness, don't you?
Yeah, I shower
three times a day.
Buckhound?
About three times a day.
No, twice.
No. Think about it. When you go to the ocean, you shower down there, and then you come home and shower.
I don't count the ocean one. It's necessary. I come home and shower after the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and that can be, let's say, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then 14 hours later, 7 in the morning, I shower again before I go to bed. So I do it twice a day.
Yeah, so when I heard that yesterday after you said, came back from, we had done Carolyn's show, and you said, I just got my shower and first one in 3.5 days. I just about fell off my chair. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, well, I wasn't moving and doing anything to get dirty.
Odors, but I wanted to chime in and say how amazed I am by what Bob's created here. I didn't realize when Bob said he was going to get his evergreens archives lined up. He spent 10 days before the marathon queuing up all the evergreens. He had a few tapes he had to send off to someone here in Maui to digitize, and I didn't realize how this conceptual continuity, how it would all flow, and how, you know, even in my own world, hearing about the from the evergreens, how the AIDS virus was created. I just happened to be doing the mirror technique on AIDS patients at the same time, and, you know, how it all led up to today. And also, all the information, all the paranoid scenarios in the world, Bob's cleaning up. He's putting them to bed. He's, you know, it's like, get all this stuff out of your brain and get ready for the new civilization, because all that stuff is meaningless. Here's your validation answers. You know, get over it and get on with it.
Because, yeah, here's what happened.
Yeah, here's what happened, and, you know, the dear Barbaras in California who follow the paranoia all the time, nothing ever happened about that paranoia. We all survived it, but, you know, we burdened our minds with it for so many years as a complete distraction, and just get the message that it doesn't matter. I just got an email from someone, I don't want to subscribe to your free newsletter anymore because you aren't validating that radiation is bad and it's killing us. And it's like, boy, am I ready to answer that email.
You know, what's interesting is, as you said, Bob's cleaning it all up. I happened to catch a little bit of the news and the raging rainstorms all throughout the states right now.
Is that right?
No, it's paralleling, yeah.
Right, the world, the non-Bob world is raging.
Well, and it's, no, what Wendy might be saying is the cleansing action, just washing it all away.
Yes, they don't have the realign, so it's rather rough.
And Wendy started it up in Calgary with all their floods. She washed away everything around her, so she could be, you know, sitting on the call most of the time.
Right. Well, Calgary is an important part in the myth of Canada. That's where all the peasants go to get a job, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it saved a lot of people. Mm-hmm.
What?
It's actually saved a lot of people.
Yeah. Economically, under the old terms, under RYE conditions and post-RYE conditions. So so you're marveling at how it all fits together. And, you know, Carolyn, yesterday afternoon I did a sample Bob lecture workshop. So we have that embedded into the archives, into this presentation.
How do you mean a sample Bob workshop?
Well, what did I do? Was it Ginny? Were you there? I just talked to the...
Yep, I was there.
Yeah.
You went through the five bodies and talked about the effects of the book and literacy with Madeline, myself, Allison, Barb, and all asking questions about what about this and what about that, and
yeah, the curriculum.
This way.
The curriculum at the university.
Right. I remember that before I went to bed. Yes. I mean, everything is there. And then, you know, what you're saying about Ed and Aikido just lining it all up, that's fantastic because, you know, that means it's not all buried in the, you know, 144 hours. It's accessible.
Yeah, there's an email, Dark at Flight. Salutation from Croatia. There's your international audience. But if I zap down, this is a nice posting. Let's see. Go up here. Can you do a find within this little Hyde chat room?
The Hyde chat room? No. What did you need?
No, I'll find. It's the, they're talking about Bob and Ike.
Oh, okay.
And
you might
guys
be able to
miss that. And I want to show
might be
you
able to
what.
Hit,
what?
I was going to say, you might be able to hit Control F, and it might do a find on the page for a word you're looking for.
Right. Control F. No, nothing comes up. Doesn't seem to work. Okay, so I'll just scroll up here for a second. Look, there's someone I'm just passing through. Carolyn always says, when we laugh, we learn... ... something. When we're laughing, we're learning. Well, Carolyn says that. She ripped it off me.
Hey, Bob.
Yes.
It's Susanna.
I know.
Hello.
I saw your name. I brought you in.
Hey, I just want to make a comment to Wendy and congratulate her because she is so articulate and eloquent, and I know that she struggled at the beginning when she joined your craziness.
Right. Yeah.
She struggled a bit, and now I'm just so delighted to hear when she speaks that she's so fluid in her thoughts and in her words and does a really great job of expressing. So I want to give her kudos.
Yeah. No, that's right. She is more articulate now about what's happening.
Thank you, Susanna. You're welcome. And Bob.
Yes. You just kept being massaged by my environment, so you caught up on your eloquence. We Pygmalion you into eloquence. You know Bernard Shaw's Pygmalion? The rain in Spain happens on the plain or something like that.
Yeah, but, My Fair Lady.
Yes.
Which is based on Pygmalion.
And these notes, you have the people commentating, the crowd, the gallery, the mockers. It's thousands of posts here. You know, that's part of the art form, is all these commentaries. But they all shut up when I did the Zappa thing. When I presented the Zappa thing, they were so stunned by it. Let's see if we can find it. I'm just scrolling up looking to get there.
Well, you know, it was interesting. I was reading through the chat, and it doesn't go all the way. It stops at a certain time, I guess, for people who don't have the control board. They can't see the entire history. But I wanted to see what people were saying on chat when Ion came on, which was midday yesterday.
Yeah.
And I noticed that there was a gap. There was nothing from 7 a.m. to well after the time Ion was there. So I just thought that was interesting. I didn't know.
Well, they all just, they finally stopped typing and decided something was significant and started listening. Right?
I was in the bathtub.
What?
I was in the bathtub when Ion came on yesterday.
Okay, this is, you know, you get people going, Bob is such a biggest fucking bullshitter, and then someone else comes on, Bob, you are hilarious. Oh, this is a commentary on that, the second woman, you know, the one who came in, lasted about 15 minutes. Eliza says, me thinks she's losing her composure, LOL. And then Allison said, this is fucking hilarious. James was murdered. Oh, yeah, when I started claiming that shit. Wait till James Martinez hears this.
Well, Bob, the chat was hilarious when you were telling it when James was murdered.
Wait, you said, say it again?
There were a lot of old-timers on your chat. They came in and started. And I realized that they had been around for a long time by the way they were responding.
Right. And they came in and did what?
They knew so much more than I did about everything that it was real interesting to engage with them on the chat.
Yeah.
And a lot of it was because, you know, I don't know how many people just fell back to the chat because you were not unmuting people during
the time. That's right. All the people that were muted were expressing themselves over on by typing.
Yes.
Look at Zen Woman. Holy crap, I almost wrecked a car several times. Ion called twice. I like that. He called twice. Then Bob pulled a massive mnemonic on the quantum pathic, claimed James committed suicide, and I can't wait for Hurtado to call in. And when Hurtado called in, we just canceled him and said, you just sit here and you listen to me and Ike Willis. And Matthew, the one contribution he made, I said, what's with all these women? What's happening? He says, well, they're all emailing me and complaining. And he said, I just told them, Bob told you there'd be Altamont, implying that they're the ones who experienced the Altamont part, not the Woodstock part. You get it?
Murdered.
No, yeah, but Altamont, yeah, they were murdered. Altamont is the festival, the second festival, where the Hell's Angel killed the black guy, right?
At least one person had to be stabbed every day? Is that the Matthew?
Yeah,
part?
Look at it that way. Yeah, somebody had to be murdered, stabbed. And so he had put up, this is Bob Fest's going to Woodstock. So I called him up a couple weeks ago. I said, no, not just Woodstock. It's also Altamont. And then the uninvited ones that Matthew sent in were the Altamont victims. You get it?
Yes.
Not just James. So, hello.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm moving on up, trying to find the part where the Zappa thing. It's amazing. You just move it, and it's millions of posts.
Yeah, can only go down so far. It just keeps scrolling, so you lose it, and you can't read it. If you come in a couple hours later, viewers...
It chops it off?
Yep.
Yeah.
So we're losing it.
Well, the lowest control panel.
What?
The last post I can see right now is Dave saying, "Yay, Evan," and it was posted at 12:27 p.m. I think it was 12:27.
Oh, mine's more. I'm way down there with Zen Woman saying, "Progress, chat site is working now, hoping the Bobathon begins soon." So, no, all of it's on mine. It hasn't even started down the bottom of mine. It's just starting. Unless they mean the other day. Yeah, remember, it broke the first day. So, and mine, it's all there. So that's good. So I better copy it, though.
You can follow the time on it to kind of look for what you're looking for.
I wonder if Bill has it.
What time was it when you did the Zappa playing? The Stairway to Heaven?
I don't know. It was in the late afternoon, wasn't it? Yeah, when Brenda was on the line.
Hello?
Hello.
I don't remember.
How you doing, guys?
Who's this?
This is Leon.
Oh, how you doing, Leon?
Amazing. So, if you want to know, it's like 10 and 11 p.m. yesterday. The Zappa recording.
10 and 11.
Sorry about that.
Here it is. At 8:38:24, Ronan says... This is after I'm playing the Ike Willis Bob thing, which I'm not supposed to play. I'm supposed to keep confidential, but it can be embedded in here. It's an important thing. I'm sure Ike will get over it. Ronan says, Bob is connecting to a Zappa colleague, and Bob's leading the colleague on details of a project that the colleague, Ike, worked on. Come on, that's amazing! I'm explaining to the Zappa guy... which is what the critic does. He explains to the artist what the artist, what the art meant. And I'm doing it to Ike.
And that was only 4 months ago?
That was July, yes, 4 months ago.
That's so cool.
And, you know, you can go back a year or so, Christmas 2012, I guess it's a year ago, and you hear me and Ike explaining how and why Zappa got murdered. Actually, it would be the end of 2011 because we met at the when we were over there at Vatican. I zipped up for the Zappa Festival up in East Germany, old East Germany. And me and Ike got together and pooled our notes, and we figured out, oh, okay, you knew that, and I knew this, so we decided that Frank was murdered. And then you hear this 5-part interview by Christmas, probably 2011. I don't know if I waited a year, so it must have been 2011. And then we did this follow-up on last July. But listen to the 5-part incredible dialogue between me and Ike, because Ike was the first to hear that Frank had cancer, 3 years before the world found out. Here's a strange message. Ronan says, Carolyn, then Matthew. So he's, I don't know if he's addressing Carolyn. And then the address is Matthew, Bob. So he's pointing out to Carolyn that Ronan is telling Matthew, Bob is actually being a dick to you here. So I'm being a dick to Matthew for some reason. So anyways, so the Zappa thing goes on.
Yeah, Bob, that's because you bumped him with a 1 hour and 20 minute show, so you blew off his hour.
Yeah, which he wanted. I gave him the choice. Should we do you or you want to hear the Ike Wilson?
So yeah, but we all thought it was like a 10-minute segment. Nobody knew it was, you know, like 20 hours. Not enough information.
Well, you know, Matthew should have used his intuition and cut me off of the pass, you know, and said that.
Oh, Matthew's fine.
Right, so no, he isn't. And then even MJ showed up, and I shot MJ, but he says, there is no competition. Bob, you are the king of all quadrants. And then somebody says, Econo-woman decides she's going to quit her job and find a role. She says, I'm just going to quit my job entirely. Hire me, Bob. I'll build a database for the last and the first medical research project ever. Carolyn and Ginny can rewrite the standard research methods.
That's me, Bob, and I wasn't drunk.
Oh, so you were a Econo woman. Okay.
Yeah.
And you say she's an idiot. Who are you referring to?
That you have to combine all three of those posts that are back to back where I was saying
I don't care. Just tell me who she is.
The one of the people you Hillary.
Okay, all right, good. I'm just
you read the other, that's the one where I said Oliver Fowler's are going to have to check out Bob now that she posted all that slather about you.
Yes, right. All the followers will then check out Bob, and then they'll realize Bob was right, was your conclusion. They'll realize Bob was right,
yeah,
and they'll
and
leave
then
Hillary.
Then they're thinking in their heads, she's an idiot.
Yeah, I see, right.
That's what I meant.
Okay, well, here's Dave. Now, Dave Neufeld gets blocked, and there's nothing but Dave posts for the next few hours as he tries to get attention.
Some of us did that. Matt posted a message earlier when a few people had some real transitions with the whole lack of respect for the guests.
Right.
Zen Woman was one of them. Rusty was one of them. And they went through all that on the chat. And at some point that yesterday, Matt came in and said to Cider she needed it.
Who's to Cider?
Cider Somerset was finally fed up. Whoever came in yesterday, he finally said, okay, that's enough. Let's quit beating up these guests. And he was having...
And who's Matt? You mean Matthew Hurtado?
I think it was Matthew, and he came in just as Matt, just for a brief period. So I was really looking forward to Matthew's 2 hours because I thought all was going to be revealed. I suspect Matthew's been just sitting in the background watching
and
it all.
Enjoying and it. Yeah, he's enjoying it. When I called him, I got a sense he was enjoying it. But the Ike Willis thing is amazing because I'm explaining the Zappa work in a way that's never been said before. Just like I said some good stuff in the seminar. But here's Janet. I think her name is Janet Harper, Janet something. She's a friend of Trina or somebody. She's very smart. She says, I don't know who she is. I don't know if she's going to drop it. I want to give her credit. She says, I think Bob may be the world's most excellent expert on Zappa. And no one's ever said that, but she said it first. She got it as she's listening to the real implications of the Ike and Bob dialogue.
Yep.
So kudos to Janet. You guys, some of you might know her. I know she's always posting on or liking on my Facebook, but I don't know who she is.
It's amazing the flow that Carolyn was saying. If you participated enough, the flow was just perfect. Every moment, unbelievable.
Right, and Martha has come back. She's been absent for months, and she just posted. Ah, this Bob Fest feels like Christmas, a farewell party. Well, that's what Ginny was saying. In the morning after a drunken night rehashing crazy times, all this emotion, good times, but time to move on. Well, not so fast, Martha. We just run in the same spot. There's nowhere to go to.
Thanksgiving hasn't even happened. We got Thanksgiving and Christmas left.
That's right. So it's like, move on. No, there's only Dobstown/I-num to be, but we spend time rehashing different ways of leaving and arriving. You get that, Ginny?
Well,
do get it.
You know, it takes you a while to mute. What are you doing when you're muted?
What am I doing? Well, in this very second, I'm playing with Miss B, the kitty cat.
Okay, you're just, like, running around distracted a bit. And
no, but so no, sometimes I'm doing legitimate things, but right now I'm playing with Miss B.
Well, Bob, right. You stay muted just so we're not breathing in the phone or you hear something clanging or something
right.
drop. We always stay muted.
I would say that, your speed on getting unmuted is a little slow.
Good. I have to have something to irritate you, Bob, about, or I'm just not doing my job. Otherwise,
well,
you might...
I'm going to hurt your feelings. It irritates Carolyn on Monday, too.
Okay, very good. She's fine.
Well, no, she isn't.
It's okay.
Anyway, so if we express the irritation, it seems that you're doing something else. It'll take an extra couple of beats to get you back in.
You know what it is, Bob? I realize when I have to switch over to my iPhone, when my battery runs out of my phone, that it's a lot harder to keep your iPhone handy and go for the mute than it is to just have your handheld phone and unmute. So
Ginny's got an iPhone.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have an iPhone. And plus, Bob, sometimes I'm sneezing or the dogs are barking or, you know, there's all kinds of things going on during a two-hour show, especially Carolyn's show, because I'm very attentive. I'm doing all the things. I'm watching the board and this and that. So,
right. So it's a technical thing. The iPhone isn't as fast as unmuting as what the phone I've got.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, on my show, Ginny never knows how long or short I'm going to answer a question. So, you know, I won't say, over to you, Ginny. I'll just sort of have an inflection, you know, an ending inflection. And Ginny is very, very good at picking up when I'm done. And she's, one beat, two beat, three beats, and she's right there. So it's fine.
We found out who's Zen. Okay, that's a good point. Zen woman Lena says, Jill Dahne, is that you? And that's J-I-L-L and then D-A-H-N-E. And Zen woman, who we all saw yesterday, says, yes, Rose, many epiphanies took place right here in this chat room. Thanks, LOL, our running commentary. So... Zen Woman's real name seems to be Jill Dahne, and that's the latest post, and Zen Woman has been outed. Like Zen Woman, she went, who would know, Gene? You know, Zen Woman went, you know, vibrated anti-Bob, pro-Bob. You noticed that, right? She went through some paste or changes, whatever the phrase is. Changed? Paces? Went through her paces. You see that, Gene?
Yes, Zen and I, you'll have to read the interaction during Hillary's interview.
Yeah, well, there's your econo-woman, then there is Melody Rose. Well, Zen woman says, yes, Rose. Maybe she's referring to Melody Rose, and that's Lena's real name, or Lena is the real name of Melody Rose. They're both exposing each other. Then Martha says, the post for me about replay I posted 2 days ago. I don't know what she means there. It probably means something embedded. But anyways, they're starting to identify themselves. Then Zen woman comes in, no, I'm not Jill. I'm Janelle. Yes, I remember that. Also known as EJ. Is there an Achieve app? I have trouble using the website on my Android Meme phone. It's good on the Kindle. Yeah, you guys buy the new stuff and you get screwed up. Right? Do I have a right?
Right.
Right, Bob.
I don't know how to use...
Well, Zen woman, explain what's going on when Lena... Now, Lena's laughing her ass off because they think Bob's all confused, but why is Lena saying Jill Dahne? Maybe she's referring to someone else, not Zen woman. Well, you'll figure it out, Gene. You know, you've been watching these characters. We got to get back to play. I've got to tell you, you guys have got to hear how I found out about AIDS in September 88, a year before what we've just played. And I thought playing this is good because it gives you the punchline. Then you'll understand the roundabout way it gets explained a year earlier. So, but I want to play Dr. Beter's Dream, the UFO Contact, the Berlin Wall.
Why are you playing it out of chronological sequence?
Because the second one gives you the conclusion so that you will understand the first one, which wanders around a bit.
Gotcha.
You know, you get the conclusion, then you can tolerate the wandering first time.
Right, like a murder mystery.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so that's a very good discussion. And here's someone else. Anybody want to say anything before you are muted and then you go off and start posting?
Well, I wanted the Croatia person. When Ion was here, I don't remember which time, somebody called in. And actually you said...
Yeah, the very loud voice. And that may be that's the one posting as Croatia.
Do you remember when you said, does somebody have to build a table during this?
Yes, yes, yeah. What was that? That was very funny, but what was the context?
Bob, I think it was a breathing machine from Croatia, Bob.
Right. Like somebody was doing carpentry, building a table.
No, I think it was a human being on a breathing machine of some sort or in some sort of a breathing tank or some sort.
Right, but it evoked, for me, the last bit of carpentry I ever saw, someone building a table. That's the last carpentry I saw 30, 40, 50 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, I have not seen anybody build anything. I don't hang around working people.
I think everyone laughed at that because it was the interference and all the racket that was coming through everyone's phones. And when you said that, does somebody have to build a table now?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, well, you had to fucking, while you're listening, do you have to be building a table? Multitasking?
Yeah,
Denny's going to say something. What, Denny?
I build tables.
You build tables?
Yeah.
But you weren't building one today.
No, it probably came through on a different timeline, different portal, different, it's not timeline, a different continuum.
Yes. And then Ginny, I'm conducting. Now Ginny?
I was going to say in one of our sessions, I can't remember whose session, Carolyn was building shelves, Bob, and she had a big jackhammer and she had a drill. And so Carolyn builds stuff all the time.
Yes. And what were you saying? This was Kim on a private session?
Yeah, it came through on one of our private sessions, but I can't remember if it was mine or Greg's, but Carolyn was building shelves, and she had a drill, and she was hammering stuff
in the background. Oh, I thought you said Kim. I thought you said Kim.
No, Carolyn.
It was Carolyn. Carolyn, right.
Yes, Carolyn.
That's right. She can build stuff.
Carolyn's a builder.
Yeah, now what... what's funny, it is a demonstration of quantum fusion. You got people on there deciding that I'm the biggest fucking jerk in the world, and then, you know, an hour later, they love Bob. It's just ridiculous. These people have their stupid opinions, and they make a judgment. Like, Sider Summers is one of the worst, right? He's judging this, judging that, and figuring out this, and then he has to cancel, then he's had enough, and then, you know, lost in his mind.
Well, it's going to be one of those archives where people start the first hour and then they just can't stop.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Denny.
I'd like to embed the word mirror that Carolyn created.
M-I-H-R. M-I-H-R.
That is a high point.
Yeah.
That's the high point.
To hear the history of mirror, you're saying, was a high point.
Well, it is. It's a high point in all the creations.
Right,
goes right to the cold flesh.
Right. Oh yeah, the patent beside the patent. Right. That story. But the high point is the telling of that story 24 hours or so ago. Right. That's what you're referring to.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Yeah.
I missed that story because I wanted to know about that, so I'll have to go back through and listen to it.
Right. Thank you. I don't really want to go over it again. And, you know, and Legend has not participated in years, and he shows up all the time now.
That's right. I'm here.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to play. Nobody seems to want to say anything. Did you want to say something, Susanna?
Hey, did Legend, did you get your mom to come back on or your brother to come?
No, I haven't talked to him just for about 20 minutes the other day. But he's still not quite comfortable with it all, so I'm going to let him sit for now.
Oh, well.
Okay, so I'm going to play a little more of the September 89 before I go back and play the original AIDS thing. And it's the original AIDS thing I'm going to play that I gave out to reporters. This thing I'm playing now is a year later when we're strategizing how to release September 13, 1988, which you'll hear in half an hour, so to speak. So let's finish this thing and go into the doc.